I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. One of the challenges that we face during the coronavirus crisis is dealing with multiple layers of uncertainty. To talk about some strategies to help protect our mental health and cope with uncertainty is Dr. Rochelle Hansen. She's a licensed clinical psychologist specializing in the treatment of trauma, and she's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. Hansen, what are some of the layers of uncertainty that are causing so much stress for people during this pandemic?
You know, Bobby, all of us as human beings really thrive on having a sense of security in our lives. And yet with the COVID pandemic, our whole sense of certainty has been disrupted. And you know what? There's actually a psychological term for that. And that's called an intolerance of uncertainty. And we all differ in how much uncertainty we can tolerate in our lives. And what we know from research is that people who have more difficulty tolerating uncertainty, they are more likely to feel anxious and stressed and even depressed.
What are some of the things that we can do as individuals then to manage these feelings of uncertainty so that they don't result in extreme anxiety and other symptoms of distress in our daily lives?
Perhaps the most important thing that each of us can do is to take stock and recognize what we can and cannot control and try to focus on those things that we can control. So some examples. First of all, it is important to stay on top of the facts related to COVID-19 by using reputable sources. Second, it's important that you don't overwhelm yourself by spending excessive amounts of time on the news and social media. We absolutely still need to adhere to those safety precautions. Wear a mask. Socially distance in public places, use proper hygiene. These are still especially important in these times as ways to reduce our personal risks for COVID-19.
What are some additional things we can do to decrease anxiety and relieve stress during these challenging times?
Things like getting enough exercise. You know, exercise is a great natural stress reliever. It also is important to maintain a healthy diet and get adequate sleep. And also, as much as possible, to try to stay focused on the present. Try to pay attention to what's happening right now, as opposed to worrying about things in the future or second-guessing things that happened in the past. The more we focus on the present, the more we're going to be able to feel some sense of control and have a little bit more certainty in our lives.
What can we do to help our friends or family members if we see them getting overwhelmed?
To me, this just emphasizes the importance of staying connected with our loved ones. So don't forget to reach out, to check in, and know the signs of when family and loved ones are getting distressed. And that may be especially important times to increase your connections and encourage your loved ones to make sure that they're taking time to rest, make sure they're taking time to exercise, maintaining a healthy diet. And you know what? If your family or loved ones do seem particularly distressed, it's okay to recommend professional help. And the last thing I would really comment on is, despite all these challenges, we're all in this together, and connections with those that we care about are more important than ever.
Dr. Hansen, thanks so much for providing this information about protecting our mental health during this pandemic.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.